Imagine this. You're in a 90-minute logo sprint. The client's quiet in the next room, and your sketchbook is full of polite circles that feel safe but forgettable. 20 minutes in, you hit a wall. Then, two quick rituals. 10 minutes, one fresh direction that makes the client sit up and say, "That's it." It sounds like magic, but it's method. Today, I'm sharing 5 micro rituals we use at MG Wallace Design Studios that turn that stuck feeling into client-ready concepts fast. By the end of this episode, you'll have repeatable practices you can use between calls, before pitches, or right at your desk to generate ideas that sell. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll cover why short rituals work and the psychology behind creative constraints. Second, we'll run through 5 actionable micro rituals with step-by-step audio prompts, including a guided imagination break you can press play on and follow live. Third, I'll walk you through a compact case study where one ritual rescued a stalled logo brief and turned it into a pitch that closed. Then we'll wrap with 3 key takeaways and a couple of simple calls to action. Ready? Let's get into the foundation.
Foundation. Why do micro rituals work? 2 words. Attention and constraint. Our brains are wired to wander. Long, open-ended brainstorms diffuse focus and create too many low-quality ideas. Micro rituals create a short, repeatable container, 3 to 15 minutes, that focuses attention, introduces a small constraint, and reliably produces usable options. In studio tests, we saw productivity jump when designers used repeated 2-minute framing rituals before sketching. More distinct concepts, fewer polite variations.
A quick studio story. A client needed an identity for a boutique coffee roaster with a tight budget and a vague brief, authentic but modern. We used a 10-minute ritual that combined a sensory anchor and tight constraint framing. The result was a bold emblem inspired by a specific smell memory and a single typographic rule. That first round produced 3 distinct directions. The client chose a concept that we refined into a hero mark in packaging suite. The ritual saved time and, critically, focused the client conversation on story rather than aesthetics alone.
The psychology. Short rituals reduce decision fatigue, prime associative thinking, and create momentum. They're portable, repeatable, and most importantly, audio-friendly. So let's move into the tools themselves. 5 micro rituals you can use right now.
Segment 2. Tools and micro rituals. Ritual 1. Sensory anchor. Purpose. Ground the idea in a vivid sensory detail so visuals feel specific. Steps. Close your eyes for 20 seconds and name a sensory memory tied to the brand. Smell. Texture, sound. 2. Write 3 single-word anchors from that memory. Example, toasted, grain, warmth. 3. Sketch 3 marks that echo those words. Use this at the start of a brief to force specificity.
Ritual 2, timed sketch sprints. Purpose, generate rapid variety and avoid polishing too early. Steps, set a timer for 6 minutes. Round 1, thumbnail silhouettes, no details, just shape. Round 2, pick your favorite silhouette and spend 6 minutes adding defining details. Round 3, select the best and do a 1-minute label treatment. Repeat as needed. Countless winning marks start as ugly thumbnails.
Ritual 3, constraint framing. Purpose, force creative leaps by limiting options. Steps, pick 1 hard rule, only 2 colors. Only geometric shapes, or only 1 word in the logo type. Sketch 5 options within that rule. Paradoxically, limits open up unexpected solutions, because your brain looks for ways around the rule.
Ritual 4. Reverse storytelling. Purpose. Design from outcome back to origin. Create visuals that explain how customers feel after using the product. Steps. Imagine the perfect customer reaction in one sentence. Now, sketch three visuals that tell that reaction as a visual story. No words. This flips the brief from features to feelings.
Ritual 5, the 60-second edit. Purpose, sharpen choices, and commit. After a sketch sprint, set a 60-second timer. On go, pick one sketch and ruthlessly remove anything non-essential. Lines, marks, or type that don't communicate the core idea. The goal is clarity in under a minute.
All right, let's do a quick imagination break. You can follow live. This is audio friendly and takes about 60 seconds of quiet sketching. I'll guide you. Sit up, open a blank page, and hold a pen. Take one deep breath. Now pick a single sensory anchor word, maybe salt, paper, or morning. Write it at the top of the page. Ready? Sketch five silhouettes in 30 seconds, one every 6 seconds. I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1, go. Sketch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop. Now take 20 seconds to circle the silhouette that makes your chest tighten in the best way. That's your starting point for a quick concept. Pause this episode if you want to do the full minute with quiet music. I'll guide you. Sit up, open a blank page, and hold a pen. Take one deep breath. Now pick a single sensory anchor word, maybe salt, paper, or morning. Write it at the top.
If you liked that, remember we have companion worksheets that guide these exact prompts. Grab them at mgwdstudios.com/submit. They're made to sit beside your sketchbook.
Segment 3, Real World Application. Here's the compact case study I promised. The brief, a family-owned bakery wanted an updated logo that felt heritage-forward but stood out on busy social feeds. The team was stalled. They kept circling onto safe script marks. We applied constraint framing, only geometric marks, two colors, and no script. We started with a sensory anchor, warm crust, and ran timed sketch sprints. In three rounds, we found a simple emblem that suggested a loaf and a rising sun. Then, we did a 60-second edit and removed a decorative strunk. The simplified emblem scaled brilliantly across labels and social thumbnails. The client reported a measurable uptick in engagement in the first month. Why that worked? The constraint forced originality. The sensory anchor gave the concept personality. The sprint method kept us from overthinking details. Most importantly, the rituals created a shared language we could show the client. Three different, defensible directions, each with a clear idea behind it. That's what wins briefs. Clarity and a story that stakeholders can latch onto.
Key takeaways. First, start with the client's story or a sensory anchor. Specificity beats vague inspiration. Second, use short, timed constraints to generate variety and avoid premature polishing. Third, edit ruthlessly with a 60-second edit to find the core concept that scales. Try one ritual this week. Use the sensory anchor before your next sketch session and see what shifts.
Two quick actions. Test one ritual in your next client session and register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download the worksheet pack and templates that go with this episode.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Next episode, we'll dig into visual hierarchy for conversion,
how tiny shifts in layout can change click-through rates. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.